Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. And I got a call from Dr. Shealy this morning. He's all excited. He's going to be on the air with us next Monday. With Dr. Sergey Shealy Sorin. So we'll have both doctors on with us for the first half hour of next Monday. If you have a burning question that you would like me to ask Dr. Shealy, you can send me an email, instructor@usapreparedness.com, instructor@usapreparedness.com. Very interesting. So we are introducing your newest instructor today after the first half hour. His name is Frank. And we're going to be talking about appliances. And I'm all excited about having him join the faculty of USA Prepares. And you know how it happened? Well, I'm surmising. But he's been listening to us for years. And he called in. And I liked him so well. I talked to him and he sent me an email, and I sent him an email, and I invited him to come on the air with us, and he did. And he is going to be instructing about appliances, appliance repairs, and some of the things that, you know, we do here at the farm. And so that's going to begin in about 30 minutes. So, lessons from 5-Minute University right now. We have we've had some great results this year with our peppers. Now, everything's been slow. Development has been slow. The growth of our vegetables in our garden have been slow. But they're here now. Tomatoes, I had my first tomato sandwich yesterday on homemade bread. Truly extraordinary. And just tomatoes. Wow. Salt and pepper. And Himalayan salt. I grind it from a grinder. I ground some peppercorns, and those are white peppercorns and black peppercorns and green peppercorns all in this grinder, and I grind them right on the sandwich. And I use a little bit of, it's probably not so good, Miracle Whip, just a little bit, and thinly, thinly sliced tomatoes. Truly extraordinary. So you can do it too, and you can try it. Try it, and I suggest you try making your own bread. And I think anyone who doesn't make his own bread or her own bread is missing out a lot, because you can do it for around 30 cents a loaf. And if you say, shoot, I'd really like to have some great bread without all the additives, you're 3 hours away if you start making bread. Actually, 3 hours and 11 minutes away. Because that's how long it takes our automatic bread machine. And it's an antique machine. It's got to be 25, 30 years old. Probably have about $5 or $6 in it. Yeah, I bought it used. It's truly outstanding. So you can do the same thing. And the one that we have is a vertical loaf. So there's the Zozarucci, which has two paddles, and it makes a horizontal loaf, the kind like you buy in a store that comes in a bag, you know, from a factory bakery. But this one is vertical. So the top of the loaf is the part that has the dome and has the crust on it. but the rest of the loaf doesn't really have the top crust. It's just the end really has the top crust because the loaf is made vertically. But I like it fine. The dogs like it fine. Mrs. Finelli and our son like it fine. It works great. And at 30 cents a loaf, it's crazy not to do it. So I was talking with Mrs. Finelli this morning, and she and your instructor, Kathy, and I'm pretty darn sure your instructor, Sharon, all do the same thing. When it comes to pepper, when they start coming in, they come in way too many. You can't eat them as fast as they come in, so you have to do something else with them. So the quickest, fastest, and easiest thing to do is pick them when they're ripe, wash them in a big bowl, then slice them and remove the seeds into thin strips, like maybe the size of a French fry in terms of width and length. You know, if you were to get normal French fries, not McDonald's types that are stringy. I'm talking about just a regular size French fry, like 3/8 of an inch, and in terms of width. You slice them like that, long ways, and put them in a pan, like a baking dish, metal, and put them in the freezer. So one layer, just one layer, not on top of each other, just one layer of these peppers. Put them in an open-faced pan after they've been washed. Arrange them so they fit kind of tightly. Put them in the freezer for several hours. And what happens is they flash freeze. And then you can take them out and then quickly put them into a freezer baggie, like a quart size. And, of course, you want to mark it first. And so I'll write Bell Peppers or Bell 2023 or Anaheim 2023. Or jalapeno 2023. And squeeze out the air from the baggie, put them back in the freezer, and they're good for a year easily. And then all year long, if you're going to make spaghetti sauce, or if you're going to make a salad, or if you want to add any of those peppers, you've got them. And it's a quick, efficient way to go, except it uses electricity, right, for the freezer. But I think it's a fabulous, fabulous way to go. And that's what we do. And so let's talk about painting. So, you know, I bought a 500-gallon propane tank. And Mrs. Finelli is the artist in the family. She's the one who does the best job with the paintbrush. So I power washed this propane tank with a high-pressure washer, blasted all the surface rust off it, used a scraper to scrape off any other rust that didn't come off, and washed it with soap or detergent and water, pressure washed it again, and we put it up on a trailer and put it up on a concrete block so it'd be off the deck of the trailer, put down some cardboard boxes, used cardboard boxes. We don't throw them out. We save the boxes that products come from UPS or U.S. Postal Service, you know, from Sam's Club or wherever they come from. You save those boxes and flatten them. And we use them for other things, like we put them under the cars. So when we're working on cars in the shop and the cars are dripping oil onto the floor, it doesn't go into the concrete, weaken the concrete, and make the concrete slippery. It goes into the opened cardboard boxes. So when a big box comes in, it might be 3 feet long, 2 feet wide. So it's enough for the car to drip on and the oil gets absorbed by the cardboard. And then ultimately when it gets so full of oil, it's not practical to use it anymore, it goes in the fire and it generates heat. So the reason I'm telling you this is because we try to reuse everything we can. And those cardboard boxes we use for painting as well. So we try to use them before they get oil on them for painting. So Mrs. Finelli spread them around the propane tank, and she started painting with Rust-Oleum Rusty Metal Primer. That's kind of a rust-colored primer. And it's made for ferrous metals. It actually has rust in it. And it works really, really well. So she painted with brushes. Now, the brushes that we like to use for this kind of a job when we use oil-based paints is what's called a chip brush, C-H-I-P. And they're from China. They are very inexpensive brushes. The The bristles don't always stay in like an expensive brush. But this is not something that is, you know, a fine piece of artwork. It's a propane tank. And if the bristles loosen up, they get stuck in the paint on the tank, you just lift them off and put them on a rag or something like that. And so she painted with the primer. And then when she was done with the first coat, she wrapped the chip brush, which is 2 inches wide. It's a small brush. It's probably better to use a bigger brush. But for disposable brushes, this is what we use. They're about 20 cents a piece. She wrapped it in plastic wrap, sometimes called saran wrap or freezer wrap. She wrapped it tightly, put it in the freezer. And then the next day, when she was going to put another coat of primer on it, she took the brush out of the freezer, put it in the sun for a few minutes. It warmed up, took the saran wrap off, and she was good to go. So what the saran wrap does is it prevents the oils from volatizing and the brush from getting really hard. And it's good, you know, you can do that for maybe a month if you wrap it tightly with saran wrap and put it in the freezer right away. So she used the same brush twice, and the brush was worn out. So in the trash it went. Then when she painted with the final coat, which is white enamel, Rust-Oleum white enamel, she did the same thing, painted it. And for the second coat, you know, the brush came out of the freezer. Now it's a different brush for the primer and for the final white coat. So that's what we do. And we do the same thing with latex sometimes. If she's going to paint, you know, today and tomorrow and the next day with the same color, the brush goes in the freezer. But if the brush doesn't go in the freezer and we're done with the brush and we're not going to use it for, you know, months and months and months, we wash the brush. Now, when do you wash it? Immediately. Immediately. You don't wait. You don't say, geez, I'm really tired from this long job of painting. You just put that aside and you clean the brushes and the tray if you're using a roller, and you clean the roller and the roller handle. So how do you do it? Well, what I do is I make sure that the brush has all the paint that I can get off the brush, So if I'm painting a wall, I'm going to use that last little bit of paint on the wall. I'll get as much off the brush as possible. Then over to the kitchen sink I go with warm water and a fork, the type of fork you might eat with, okay? One with long tines, and one that's not bent, one that has the prongs in good shape. And I use the prongs under the warm water to remove as much paint as I can. So I use the fork like I'm combing hair. Okay? Go with the bristles. And then when the paint is almost out, then I will use some dishwashing detergent. I'll put a few drops on the bristles. I'll work it into the brush with the fork, and I will remove the rest of the paint. And, of course, you want to get all of the detergent off the brush. Otherwise, the paint will stick the next time you use the brush. Then when you want to dry it, what I do is I tie it onto the clothesline. Of course, I've shaken the brush to get the using centrifugal force to get the water molecules off the bristles. And then I form the bristles so that they are nice and tight and all going in the correct direction. So that when the bristles dry, they dry the way I want the brush to look when I want to paint with it. I don't want it to look like it has a frizzy hair day. Because if you leave them like that, it's going to be impossible to paint with that brush and those bristles the next time. So you form the bristles into the shape you want. You want to hang it with the bristles down, and you can hang it in the sun. And a few hours later, it'll be dry. It'll be great to reuse it. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, before I introduce your newest instructor, I'd like to read an email. And every once in a while I get an email that's just truly outstanding. And here is one of those emails. Good evening, Vincent. A few weeks back, on July 10th, he had a guest speaker, Frank, and discussed appliance repairs. I just wanted to say this was one of the best podcasts I have listened to in a long time. There's some really great content there. I don't get a chance to listen in very often anymore. My work and home life prohibits it. But I'm sure glad I tuned into this one. I hope that you have Frank on again in the future. Perhaps he can talk about clothes dryers and how you can maintain them before things can go wrong, pulley, belt, motor, etc. I wanted to give you a few tips that you can use in your haven't been published yet book, and you can use them or reword them as much or as you wish. I don't expect to take credit for them or even have them read on the air. These are things that I found out the hard way and can stretch the life of items one buys and pays for with their hard-earned money. Number one, when finished cutting the lawn, whether it be with a push or riding mower, I always remember to clean off the caked-on clumps of grass from underneath the mower. Otherwise, the moisture can collect and rust out metal parts. I found this out the hard way. Me? I use a simple, narrow-bladed plastic drywall scraper, and it works great. Number two, when finishing using a garden hose with a spray nozzle, especially during the summer months, I always remember to release any pressure in the hose after the water valve has been turned off. even if the water valve has been turned off. But the hose nozzle is still in the offsetting, i.e. can't spray water. The heat from the sun can still expand the water, in the hose and build up enough pressure to burst the hose. I found this out the hard way. I always remember to release any built-up pressure in the hose by turning the spray nozzle to the on position, i.e. it can spray water even after the water valve has been turned off. It's amazing how just maybe 30 seconds of extra effort in the above two instances can save you hundreds of dollars over time. I'd be interested to hearing some of the examples you might have for extending your life with just a small effort. Keep up the great work. I'll try listening in while I'm able. Thank you, James from Ontario, Canada. Really, really nice letter. Thank you, James. And yes, those items are in the book, The 5-Minute University, and I have covered them in the past. I talked about lawnmower decks, and that wet, soggy grass stays under the deck, and it'll eat a hole right through a steel deck. And I mentioned that we had two Cub Cadet mowers. Both of them are 42-inch. One was built in 1962. One was built about maybe 20 years ago. And the newer one has a metal deck. The metal deck has rusted because of the moisture underneath. And the one from 1962, it's still perfect because it was made out of cast aluminum. International Harvester, which made Cub Cadet back in the 60s, knew this. MTD also knows it, and they sell replacement decks. So you can buy a deck for your rusted out, cheesy MTD manufactured Cub Cadet. So MTD makes Cub Cadet. That's Murray. That's the cheesiest company in the market, and they make them for a whole bunch of brands. They spray paint some of them orange, some of them red, some of them yellow. No kidding. And so I'm delighted to be introducing right now your newest instructor. His name is Frank Pachenko, and he's from Canada. He's got over 30 years under his belt in the service business. He's a certified appliance technician. He's a trade licensed residential air conditioning and refrigeration technician. He's a heating contractor in gas, oil, and electric systems. And he's taught at a local college for a number of years. He owns his own business for over 30 years, and he mentors young people. So it's my pleasure to introduce Frank Pachenko. Welcome, Frank.
Welcome. How are you?
What's that? You know, we're going into our first break. And
sure.
Was that a wonderful email or what? I just thought
that was a beautiful email. Yeah, that's very, really nice. Touched my heart.
Well, it just came in. I mean, it's just perfect timing. So we'll be right back with Frank.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about appliances.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Excessive heat warnings are being extended through parts of the United States, at least through midweek. The alerts affected tens of millions of Americans over the weekend while dangerous heat hit the West and South. Other states that saw triple digits include California, Nevada, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today, but he is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to rush to his judicial overhaul plan. In a statement, Biden noted he's concerned about the law that would limit the power of Israeli Supreme Court and its potential implications. Tens of thousands of protesters, both for and against reform, have taken to the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv for months. Netanyahu was recovering in a hospital Sunday after an emergency heart procedure, but he said he plans to be at the Knesset today for the scheduled vote. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
flash
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Pacheco's with us, and he's in Canada. And he sent me an email, and in this email he said, the greatest joy that I get is solving customer problems at a fair price. And his company slogan is, a company with a heart. And I believe he means it. I believe he means it. Frank, any comments before I ask you my very first question?
Well, a number of them. I have been listening to your show for many, many years. I have a drawer full of notes. Thanks to GCN and their 10-year keeping shows on, I have them marked what they, what I heard, and if I ever need to refer it back to them, that is such a great thing. I haven't seen a radio station that does that.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case the class is wondering, how does this guy have so many qualifications? Well, I'm 67, so know, I've been around for quite a bit. And through my careers, I've always wanted to know exactly and get proper license for what I do. So that's why I'm a licensed contractor in the heating air conditioning business. I'm certified appliance technician, so on and so forth. And so really, we can talk about anything because I have been around. And of course, I want to tell you, one of the reasons why I phoned in is because I was in that process where you were developing your five-minute university. And I'm telling you, it just hits all of us because we all seem to have those same little problems that you seem to have solutions to it. And I'm hoping that I can add to this concept where with my knowledge, I can help other classmates come to some sort of resolving some of their problems. And I would like to comment on the dryer. How can you make a dryer last? I don't know if you want me to continue with that little concept.
Sure, sure.
The email was one of those. Well, lint is one of the greatest problems with dryers. As you know, half your clothes go on. And if you don't take care of your dryer in terms of lint, there's going to be so much buildup inside that dryer, especially around the motor. And, of course, those motors are meant to, you know, be cooled by the air that's going around it. And you sometimes you'd be amazed how much lint it gets around a dryer motor. They're not the easiest things to get in. Obviously, you can use some YouTube to depending on your model. But if you can find a little niche with a flashlight, of course, unplug it. Always unplug an appliance when you're working out for safety. And a bit of a vacuum. And just get in there and just, you know, vacuum that lint out. Is you will be saving, I would say, years on a dryer. And then the other thing that I see that people do wrong is they leave their laundry for the weekend. And 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 loads of laundry. Well, appliances in general, in my knowledge, have been lasted to probably do 3 or 4 loads. And then things start to heat up. And you know what happens when things heat up, especially with electrical wires and especially with electrical motors where the insulation is around them. So, you know, try to stagger your laundry and if you have a chance, get in there, find a little niche around that dryer that you can take a couple of screws and look inside and vacuum things out. So that's that will help add many years to a dryer.
Yeah, and Frank, when we lived in Virginia, we bought a house and it had a dryer vent. And the vent was outside, and it had a single flapper. Okay, there are two styles of dryer vents, the outside hood, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
One looks like shutters, and the other just has one flapper that kind of looks like a hinged jar lid, but flat, with a hood over it. And what happens is that when we bought this house, the dryer vent outside had so much lint in it that the flapper valve wouldn't open all the way. It would only open partially. So here's something that you can do. Just go to the outside where the vent is and look and see if that little flapper will open all the way. If it doesn't, you've got more restriction and you're going to heat the motor up more. You're going to use more electricity. Your clothes won't dry as well. And more lint will be attracted to the lint that's already there. Any comments about that?
Yes, absolutely right. And here in Canada, or I guess all over, they even have what they call these little bird protection devices or animal protection devices, which is like a bit of a mesh. So, and some people actually do it themselves so they don't have squirrels coming in or whatever it is. The truth of the matter is there's not much far they can go in when they come into a dryer vent. They'll probably go in there and realize, oops,
this is as much far as I can go by the blow them out and probably come right back. But you know, sometimes I laugh at what people do. So animals, especially they think mice are going to go through those vents and into the dryer. Well, if your dryer is done properly or venting done properly, they will never get into the house. So that would not be a place for them. So for sure. And again, as you're up there, a little flashlight, just look inside and see how much lint that is in the actual vent system. My feeling is you should be able to dry your clothes within 40 minutes. If you're not drying your clothes within 40 minutes, you should start suspecting things like plug vents and things like that. 30 is kind of average, but I'm giving a little bit more just in case, depending, you know, what kind of dryer you have.
Yeah, and class, if you have one of those flexible dryer vent systems, whether it be metal or plastic, wherever there's a vent, wherever there's a coil that holds the plastic outward on this flexible ductwork, it's a great place for lint to start accumulating. And once one little fiber attaches itself to the outside of the inside of the hose, the more others will congregate there. And pretty soon you could have almost a complete blockage. So what I do is exactly what Frank says. I take a vacuum cleaner and a wand, and very carefully, so I don't punch a hole in the hose, or ductwork, I vacuum it out. You won't believe how much lint. You won't believe. I'm talking about hands full.
Yeah.
Hands full of lint.
Yes, hands full of lint.
Uh-huh. And so what you can do is, believe it or not, dryer manufacturers used to, and they probably still do, have specifications for where the dryer vent comes out of the dryer. So centered in the bottom, you know, a few inches off the floor. And so if you get a new dryer, that will probably line up pretty well with your old dryer, which means that it's just a friction fit. All you do is gently pull your dryer forward, wiggle it out, and you'll be able to see the ductwork that has lint in it. So you can vacuum out the back of your dryer because you've pulled it away from the wall, and you can vacuum out the plumbing, if you will, that goes to the outside of the house. Your comments about that, Frank?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Another thing, first of all, if you have some sort of ability, I would still recommend going with rigid venting. That's totally the best. Then you have no worries about putting a nice brush to there and cleaning it up, but sometimes that's not possible. But another thing with the plastic or flexible vent is as the dryer gets going and you use it, it seems to pull itself further back and back and back. And before you know it, that plastic vent is actually kinked in the back. and you get calls with burnt elements, and you look, oh, gee, this could last another year, but there you go. There's that kink in the back. So my recommendation is, if you have a 2x4, put it in the back so that when that dryer is being used, it's not just slipping itself to the back against the wall. There should be at least 4 inches a dryer to vent properly in the back from the wall. And that's the reason why 4 inches, because we usually use a 4-inch rigid duct from the back before we do anything in terms of venting. And so I know sometimes that's just a little hard to do, but it is a good thing to keep in the back. And don't be afraid, again, that flashlight for appliance repairs, I have two of them in my pouch, is just look behind and see, and you'll be amazed at some of the things back then. Probably find some of your socks that you've lost.
Yeah, we call that sock heaven. It seems we don't know where they go sometimes, but yeah, you might find some back there. But so Frank, I have seen a lot of dryer installations from do-it-yourselfers,
mm-hmm.
and Hardly ever do I see one that's done properly. And what I mean by that is the hose is not kinked. The hose is not too long, because the longer the hose, the more resistance to the airflow, the more inefficient the appliance happens to be, the worse everything becomes. More lint accumulates. Everything gets worse with a longer, drier vent. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that, Vince. Some of the instructions will say much. Now, you got to understand, sometimes you just can't, and you have to deal with that. And that is where, okay, I have 10 feet to go because that's where my dryer is and that's where my exhaust is going to be. Don't even think of going with plastic or a flexible vent. Go right to rigid vent. The problem that some do-it-yourselves do is, now how do I hold this rigid vent together? Because you buy them in parts, usually about 4 feet long per unit. And, of course, they start putting screws to hold it, which is, you know, the thing you should do. However, screws will start catching the lint further. So, therefore, if you are going to use rigid venting, which is what I recommend, while my dry installations are done rigid venting, use proper aluminum duct tape, and not your basic duct tape, but there is proper aluminum duct tape to hold the pipes together. I would say if it is a long run, one screw, but not like three or four screws around the venting to hold that vent together.
Okay, Frank, how about the direction of, if let's say we're going to use that those sections of aluminum ductwork. And when we fold or bend those sections together to form a complete piece of pipe, there's a male end and a female end.
That's right.
And would you like to address which direction to put that pipe to avoid the buildup of lint? One way is the wrong way, and one way is the right way.
What a beautiful question. You almost have to think like air movement. So one has to go into the other, just pretending, say, how the air is moving from the dryer to the outside. And yes, I have seen them reverse. And there it goes. The end part, if it's reversed, will catch lint again. So just imagine yourself being air and moving to it. So it has to go from to into the other pipe going out.
Right.
That kind of explains.
Yeah, it does. So, class, you want to reduce the resistance of airflow.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us, and he's in Canada, and we're talking about appliances. Frank, I just wanted to flesh this out a little bit more about the flow, and whether it be the flow of air or the flow of hydraulics or water through pipe. Rule number 9 at USA Prepares is you must carry a knife with you. You must. And whether it be to cut a seatbelt in an emergency for as a result of a car crash, or whatever it may be, you must carry a knife. And the knife that I have chosen for many, many years is made by Gerber, and it's called a Paraframe. And so it's kind of a skeleton metal stainless steel knife, locking blade, about 3 1/4 inches long, serrated partially. And then the rest of the blade is just a smooth, sharpened blade. And when I work with PVC plumbing, plastic plumbing, I always, always, always radius the internal side of the pipe. So if I cut off a pipe with a plastic pipe cutter for PVC or CPVC pipe, I always radius with this knife or a knife to kind of round the inside edge of the piece I just cut square. You with me?
I am.
And do you do the same thing? Do you recommend that?
Well, in my heating business, we use what we call a plumbing 636, which is a similar form to CPVC piping, and we have to ream it. And why do we do it? Especially when you're putting these two pipes together, and I've had experiments where if you don't do that and you put your glue around it, guess where all the glue goes? Right to the front. It hardly holds anything. So that is a very, very important part whenever you're doing. And that goes for any piping. Like you say, I do a lot of black iron gas installations, and we have a reamer, even though it's a little bit more difficult, and so on and so forth. So it's, you know, no, for sure it's a good technique to have and ream that part. As a matter of fact, with the 636, not only are we have a special reamer for that. 636 is a special heating venting pipe that we use up here in Canada. I'm sure in the United States too. Our reamers not only does the bevel inside, but it also does it outside. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And so what Frank's talking about is you don't want the cement, the glue, if you will, that holds these pipes together to push all the way up to the front.
That's
to
right.
And it'll restrict the flow.
Yeah.
And you don't want
yeah.
that.
Oh.
And it's probably unlikely that it would break off, but if it did break off, it could clog valving downstream. So that's something that you want to make sure doesn't happen. Frank, you mentioned black iron pipe. This is not part of today's class, but I'm going to be working on this. And I am connecting a propane tank to a manifold of other propane tanks. And what I used was black iron Schedule 80,
yep,
which is heavier than Schedule 40.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be on the secondary side after the primary regulator. So
mm-hmm.
the primary regulator takes propane from, let's say, 120 PSI, 120 mm-hmm. pounds per square inch, down to about 10 pounds
12,
per square
yeah.
inch. But then I used, right, then I have a regulator, and I use Schedule 80. Do you think that's overkill, or am I okay with Schedule 40 after that?
A little bit of overkill, but for safety, I mean, it is what it is. Out of a second stage regulator, you get what we say about 12 to 14 inches, not pounds, but inches water column, which is
No. I'm not talking about after the second stage. I'm talking about after the first stage.
Oh, after the first stage? No, that mm-hmm. no. I don't think you're doing wrong with that. No. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what Frank's talking about is with gas, with propane gas, for example, there's a regulator at the tank.
Mm-hmm.
There's a high pressure at the tank.
Yeah.
And it regulates it to a safer pressure to push down through the pipe into the house, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the stove, there's another regulator, which would be the second. There's a second regulator.
Well, actually, there's
three regulators.
No, there's two more regulators. There's
yeah.
from the first stage,
mm-hmm.
Which is high pressure, 15 pounds, something like that. It goes to what we call the second stage regulator, and that's still outside. And
mm-hmm.
that takes it to about 12 inches of water column. But then there's the appliance regulator, which is right by the stove, and that takes it down to sometimes 3 inches of water column vent.
So these are called inches of mercury.
Inches of mercury, yeah.
Right. So literally, class, it's very, very low pressure.
Very.
And Frank, have you ever used a hose with water in it to actually see what a U-shaped hose to actually measure a water column, or do you use a manometer? I use a manometer.
Ben, man, I've been in the business for over 40 years. That's all we had for years to call the water column with a magneton and so on and so forth. But things have changed. However, I have to say, I have three electronic ones, and I have one analog. And guess which one my hand always goes to?
Analog.
My analog. Because
yep.
I can tell so much more out of that phenometer than I can with the electronic one.
I don't have a digital one. I only have an analog. Class,
analog.
We're talking about looks like a pressure gauge. That's what it looks like.
It's, yeah.
Frank and I'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.